Good morning, Robert. Today is Thursday, 26th of September, and right now it's partly cloudy and 26 degrees Celsius, and we can expect partly cloudy with thunderstorms, then a chance of a thunderstorm and rain in the afternoon. Temperatures ranging from low 26 to high 30 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 37. Winds from the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour, and chance of rain is on 70%. For later on, they predict overcast in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Southerly winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and chance of a rain is on 30%. Morning humidity was on 78, will drop on 64% by noon. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 60%. Weekend ahead of us again promise some events, but let us start with interview with the director of the TV crew from Austrian television who were shooting documentary on Auroville for past 10 days around on different locations. Hi, you are here with the Austrian TV crew, right?
Yes.
What is your name?
My name is Herbert.
Welcome to the Auroville Radio.
Thank you very much.
What are you doing around here? Because it's five of you.
Quite a big team, no? Yeah. For a documentary. We are filming here a documentary. It's an Austrian TV group. Mm-hmm. That means four of the members are from Vienna. Mm-hmm. My wife, Steffi, she is from Germany. Mm-hmm. And what we are doing is now we are filming a documentary for 50 minutes duration for the Austrian Broadcast Corporation and also for German TV station SWR.
You will do the double work.
Yeah.
So that means that you are working for the national TV, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What brought you here? I mean, where did you hear about...
Yeah, that's a good question. The very first time I came to Auroville in 1981. I was a student. And I came here on a trip through India only for one day. And it was the first imagination that there's a place where something special will happen. Mm-hmm. But nothing more. I stayed here only for one day and then I had to move to Mumbai. And so I know nothing more. And then I think 16 years later, 1997, I came again to this place. And I stayed here for 2 days and I got a little bit more special feeling that there's something happening which is really interesting and which you cannot compare with this what is happening in Europe or somewhere. And it's now, you know, I'm a director for documentaries and it's you have always to think about themes which are really important and interesting for societies, for people, for somebody who doesn't like only to watch TV for pleasure and for fun. No?
Yeah.
And it's 2 years ago that I told my wife, Steffi, I was there in India two times at Auroville. Mm. And I think it would be now the right time to plan a movie, a documentary about it, because right time means, you know, in Europe there are a lot of problems now, especially for young generations now. A lot of them are jobless, so it's really a hard time what is coming to European societies. And I thought maybe that's the right time to write a treatment and bring it to the Austrian television. I did it last year, and I think it took only 2 or 3 months' time, oh no, weeks' time, and after 3 weeks I got a telephone call. Yes, we are interested in this program, so write a little bit more and more and more, and that's the reason why I sit here in front of you now.
Yeah. So after all those, actually, party, it is like 30 years, how you perceive the Auroville now?
I cannot really compare it with this time when I have been the first time here. The second time, 16 years later, 1997, maybe I have a little bit more remembrance. Mm. And what I remember... There was one thing which was really very, very important. It was very green here, also 1996, no?
Still green.
it was very green. No? Green it's again. It's this, it is the main color when you come to Auroville. It is green, no? Mm. The difference is, I cannot say, we didn't meet a lot of people at this time when I was here 15 years ago, no? Now, look, I told you before that we have been, my wife and me, we have been there in February and March for the research work, you know? And there we got really this feeling, this enormous feeling, how are people there on this place?
When you start talking to the people and communicating with them.
Yeah, of course. We met all the Austrian people. Mm-hmm. It's a very small community of eight, you know? We met, I think, five or six from them. because to come in contact with them in a closer contact and to ask them if they will participate in the movie or if they cooperate with us. No?
So the whole documentary is in German, yeah?
Yes, yeah. It's German language, yeah. For the moment, it's German, no? Maybe one thing could be very interesting for you also. There's a third cooperation partner in this movie, and it's the Austrian Ministry for Education.
Oh, he's also participating in...
Yeah. So they are paying something, they're getting the movie, and they bring the movie to their pupils. Mm-hmm. In all the higher schools and the high schools, to pupils aged between 15 and 18. And I think this is really... much more special than a national TV program, a broadcast center, a broadcaster will bring the program. Education.
That will touch the people more, yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the most impressive thing you've seen now in 10 days?
The most impressive...
Or like something that most, really touched you in the heart,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's the contact with the people. Mm-hmm. It's the same position when I sit in front of you.
Yeah.
It's a people, they can look in your eyes, I can look in their eyes, no? It is even if you shake hands, no? Mm. The shaking hands, it's with energy. Yeah. And this is so different, yeah, to people in our country, for example. Yeah? Sometimes you shake them a hand and you don't know.
It's cold, yeah.
What is it, yeah? Exactly. Maybe this is this what follows you on all steps when you go through our wheel. It's the contact with the people, this energy.
It's still a small community of 2,000. And something. So what have you been filming so far? You've been to Matrimandir, you've seen film festival.
Yeah, yes, the opening of the film festival. Of course, you know, because first it was planned just as a program for Austrian TV station. Mm-hmm. And so we, of course, did really main part of the work with the Austrians of the community. Mm-hmm. What means Achilles, Aurelio, and Martin. It's a, I think he's 35-year-old and very interesting because Achilles, you know, of course, you know, he's one of the older ones, one of the pioneers, no? Yeah, and Martin, with his 35 years, he's something like the future for Orwin. And so it was important to bring people into the film, which they can explain the history, but also can think about the future they will spend there or they will bring up there.
You haven't talked to our culture, yeah?
No, we haven't done it. That's right. No, not all Austrians. Mm. No,
not all. So, what else have you seen in those explorations with the camera?
Of course, it was not a sightseeing trip. Of course, no. Yeah. So it was very special. Today we went to the farm, which was called Discipline. No, yeah. Because it's also a very important part in the movie to show the viewers. What are the problems of our will, what they want to do in the future, what they want to bring in a better position. Mm-hmm. And I think this is this is food, the processing of food, the producing of food. And so for me it was very important to come to a farm, to see some harvesting, to see some farming work, to explain through these pictures that the Orwellian community wants to... get independent, no, from the Indian food. Then we got a very, very, very great and young girl. She's nearly 15 years old from Future School. Mm. And because this aspect is also very interesting, no? What are you doing as a young scholar, no, there in Oroville? How you spend your time, exactly. That's interesting for the pupils also and for the young people in my country. And so today afternoon we are going to the youth center.
Oh.
We will meet Philip. Uh-huh. You know who is Philip? It's the important young man. I think it's the treehouse builder. No, I will call him this way, no, and we will meet him. No,
yeah,
fortunately,
he started the treehouse community. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday in the afternoon. We made one walk with Kirit from the Geyers Garden Guesthouse.
With the water.
The waterman, exactly. Yeah, there we will have another shooting with him. It's what is it called? Santana Forest, I think.
Santana Forest is a bit out, yeah.
Yeah. But it's also connected with Oroville, of course, and we will film
some
it on Friday.
Yeah, outside, but they are part of Oroville.
Exactly, yeah. There we will go on Friday. And so we have only 4 days more, no? To film. Tomorrow we are in the archive, which is a really very important point, no? Because
it's to history,
yeah, that's it. We are going into the history, no? And we have been there in February also. Yeah. And of course, they have fascinating old photographs, no? And to work with photographs in a documentary like this, no? It's important.
Okay, thank you for today.
Yeah, thank you also very much. Yeah.
Hope we'll see your film or documentary
next
Auroville Film Festival in 2015.
It's 2 years later, yeah, okay, yeah. Hopefully we'll bring it by ourselves to you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And the following is an interview Andrea made with Harini at the occasion of launching a book on 2nd of October on economics with the title People on Earth, The Auroville Case, 1968-2008, by Hank Thomas and Manuel Thomas, published by Auroville Social Research Center, in which Harini has been part of the research team since 2006, joined by Guy since mid-12.
Good morning, Harini.
Good morning, Andrea.
I have some question about the event that you are going to organize and happening here in Town Hall on the 2nd of October.
Yes.
So I would like that you share what is going to happen in the next week.
Okay. There has been a research work that has been taking place for 15 years in Auroville, and it's studying the Auroville's economy for the first 40 years. And this 15-year study is coming to an end, and the end of this study is a big book publication. The authors who have authored this book are an economist and a financial expert, and one is Hank Thomas and one is Manuel Thomas. And they have been associated with Auroville for many years, and particularly for this study. And they will be coming to for this event when we launch the book, and they will be sharing their experiences, and it's going to be an interactive session with the audience where people can ask questions, and we'd like to make it as lively as possible and not keep it too formal.
Okay, so this... We are cracking.
Again, we are cracking.
Okay, no problem. We go ahead.
Okay.
This, you said it started 15 years ago.
Yes.
So, what happened, just a very short overview, what happened in these 15 years?
What happened in these 15 years? Oh, there's been a lot of, you know, turns and twists and ups and downs. And so we, basically the study is trying to trying to set up certain parameters, to set up certain parameters to study the history, economic history of Auroville for the last 40 years.
Hmm.
And when it's trying to set up some parameters, of course, what you study for the first 5 years will not be valid for the next 5 years. So we're trying to set up something that can sort of trace a flow or trace a movement or trace an evolution in this economy.
Mm.
So it's basically showing what all patterns came out.
Mm.
And so this is going to be a study where we don't sort of dump a certain sort of, you know, rigid form to study something and say, okay, it's not meeting this form or it's meeting that form, but to say, okay, this is the way it has evolved. It's not done like this, but it has changed like that. And why did it change like that? Because these things happened during that time.
Okay, just so to make a little, go something in the number. What is your personal point of view of the Auroville economy in the last few years, let's say, not in the last 15 years?
I mean, in the last 15, look, the study ends in 2008, so up to that point, one can say, okay, these have been the trends, and, you know, there's too much of dependence on, let's call it, the grants and donations coming into Auroville. And then, you know, there's not much of a certain time, there's not much too much of growth of the commercial economy. We can say things like that. But also from 2008 onwards, we are living here, and we also know that things have changed a bit, you know.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be able to just say offhand, okay,
sure,
this is the way it has been, this is the way it is not. But yes, the study has actually showed pointers up to 2008 where it's likely to go, and then we have these last 4 or 5 years to see where it has actually gone, and then now we have this future to say where it might, you know, show its directions. A lot of changes have taken place after 2008.
Yes, for sure. Well, everywhere in the world.
Yes.
Okay, Yarini, so the appointment is for the 2nd of October.
Yes, it's for the 2nd of October, and I hope Oroville Radio will also be there.
Sure, we will be there recording the event,
yes,
which is in front of our nose.
Yes.
And so it's at 5 p.m. in the conference room.
No, it's at 3 p.m.
3 p.m. at the conference room in Town Hall.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, at 3 p.m. In the conference hall of the town hall.
And the person that are invited are Hank Thomas and?
Manuel Thomas. Yes. And so one of them is coming from Holland all the way only for this. The other person, he's based in Chennai. So he comes from Chennai only for this.
Okay, Arini. Thank you very much. And I'm looking forward to meet personally on the 2nd of October, 3 p.m.
Yes.
Conference room in Town Hall.
Yes. Thank you very much, Andrea.
Thank you, Arini.
And now we can go to the common events this weekend. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in the International Zone, we can see the Auroville Variety Show, Part 1. And at Kripa, we can see a clown play, Take It All. At Kala Kendra, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, between 4:30 to 6 p.m., we can indulge our artistic parts with literary readings by Ravi Kiran Rangaswamy, Dr. Murali Siva Ramakrishnanan, Caroline Supinka, Tejasvi Murali, and Ravi Kiran is their resident artist, a photographer of Kala Kendra, an exhibition space within, paintings by Murali, is ongoing on at Kala Kendra. Audiovisual presentation of Ravikaran's recent explorations in darkness will follow the readings. Also on Saturday, but since 7 a.m., we are invited to a Red Earth Mini Tournament 2013, which would be their in-house reading tournament at Red Earth Writing School, Brihaspati. Between 7 to 9:30 in the morning, they will do dressage, and in the afternoon, between 3:30 to 6 p.m., there will be jungs and gymkhana, and later pony games. On Monday, 30th of September, at 5 p.m. at Kripa, we are invited to our Russian singing bells, a musical program with Vera, and everybody are welcome. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., we can see Help, movie about Beatles, directed by Richard Lester, and was made in UK in 1965, with, of course, John Lennon, Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison. At the Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen The Last Mountain, which was made in 2011 and directed by Bill Haney. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m., we can see a French drama, Tomboy, which was made in France in 2011 by director Céline Sciamma. And on Saturday, they will screen an international comedy, The Chef, which was made in France and Spain in 2012 by writer and director Daniel Cohen. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., they will screen animation adventure Kung Fu Panda, and that one was made in 2011 by director Jennifer Yu. And the mother wrote, "One single drop of thy divine love can transform this suffering into an ocean of delight." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.